Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast from Independence Baptist Church. You know, each week we join you for a short time as we open the Word of the Lord and we try to learn more about Him. And you know, what better way to do that than to thoroughly study a sermon that Christ Himself actually preached while He was here on this earth? And as a lot of you know, that's exactly what we've been doing for several months now. And it's absolutely been a great study. That Sermon on the Mount has just been absolutely a wealth of information for us. You know, his sermon there in Matthew chapter 5 and 6 covers several different topics. And if you've been with us for the last few weeks, you kind of know that our overarching topic has been properly laying up treasure. So listen in as Pastor Reynolds talks about how God will take care of you.
This morning, we want to take our text from the book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33 and think on the subject of God will take care of you. The Bible states in the book of Matthew 6 verse 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Indeed, Christ will take care of you first if you only do what He wants you to do. Oftentimes, it is taught in our society that God will take care of our eternity. And you know, that's exactly the truth. God will take care of us. We are saved forever. We're saved eternally. We have eternal life. Often it is taught that God will take care of all of our spiritual needs, and He will. Often it is taught that God will take care of all of the needs of the church, and He will. But we are also taught that it is up to us to take care of all of our material needs. This is not the case. This is not so at all. Look again. In the book of Matthew 6 and verse 33, the Bible states very carefully here, "But seek ye first," not second, "but seek ye first," not third, "but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Notice what the Bible states here very carefully. All the things that this world offers to us, God will provide for us if that is His will. He is the Master. He is the King. We are His servants. That's all we are. We are His servants. We do what He tells us to do, and He will supply for everything that we need. Notice very carefully in Matthew 6, verse 19 through verse 34. The Bible states here that we ought to not lay up any treasuries for ourselves upon this earth, but lay up for ourselves treasuries in heaven. The Bible states in verse 21, "For where our treasure is, there will our heart be also." The Bible goes on in verse 22, and the Bible states that the light of the body is the eye. "If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light." But verse 23 states, "But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore thy light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness." The Bible goes on in verse 24 and states that no man can serve two masters, for either we will hate the one and love the other, or else we will hold the one and despise the other. The Bible states very clearly here in verse 24, "You cannot serve God and mammon." This is why Jesus Christ states in verse 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Notice in verse 25, Jesus Christ, the great teacher, states a very important thing. "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink." Notice the little word "thought" here. The word "thought" appears in verse 25. But it also appears in verse 27. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubic unto his stature? The word thought also appears in verse 28. The word thought also appears in verse 31. It appears twice in the verse 34. The word thought here means worry. The word thought means anxiety. The word thought means that we shouldn't even be thinking about that. Why? It's because Jesus Christ is our Master. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. We take our orders from Him and not from anybody else. The Bible says that as long as we do that, He will take care of us. This is why that it is taught in the Word of God that God will take care of our eternity. Our salvation is secure, not because of what I have done. Rather, I have an eternal security because of what Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has ably done for me. Often it is taught that God will take care of all of our spiritual needs, and that's absolutely the truth. God will take care of everything spiritually that we need. Oftentimes, it is taught that God will take care of all the needs of our church, and this is ably so. God will ably do that. But I'll tell you what. God will also take care of all of our material needs. God will bless us materially if we simply trust in Him to do it. Look in Matthew 6 and verse 32. The Bible said here, "For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things." Listen, God knows that we have need for money. God knows that we need to pay our bills. God understands that. God is well able to supply for us if we will simply do what He wants us to do today. If God is laying something on your heart that He wants you to do, you need to be careful to do that. Why? Because Jesus Christ is our Savior, but He's also our Master. He is also the one that is calling the shots for us. He is the one that can take care of us. He's the one that gives us our health. He's the one, oftentimes, that takes it away if we don't do what He wants us to do. I mean, that's the truth. When I was in high school, I did not know what I wanted to do for a living. Therefore, the school counselor advised me to take a test to see what I wanted to do. You know what the results of that test was? It was inconclusive. Because I didn't know what I wanted to do for my entire life. I did not know what I wanted to do. There was no test even available for that. When I was in college, I was taught that if I had a good degree, that if I wanted, I could have a good job. I could make a lot of money. I could work hard. I could retire early. You know, all of that is a fine thing to do. But it is much, much more important that I do today what God wants me to do today. It's more important that I fulfill all the commands of God today, not that I try to make a good living today. God knows what I need. This is what the Bible says in verse number 32. The Bible says that God will provide for me if I just do what He wants me to do. Why? Because God is the Master. I am the servant. I am His servant. I must obey what He wants me to do. God will always supply for me. Read again, Matthew 6 and verse 33. The Bible said here, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Out beside my Bible, I have the little letters written, TNT. Somebody would say, "Well, that's dynamite." Well, I think it is. I think really this verse is dynamite. But I have down written an explanation of what TNT really means. To me, it means tried and tested. Yes, tried and tested. It is true that God will supply everything for us. But it is tried and tested, all of these things that God said so very ably that He was able to do. The Bible goes on in verse 34. It says, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow." That is, don't be worried about tomorrow. "For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Absolutely, this is the truth. That we need to do what God wants us to do and to do nothing else. Sufficient unto every day is the evil thereof. Listen, think about the prophets in the Bible. Where did Noah work? I know that he built the ark. I know that it took him 120 years to build it, right? I mean, that's what it took. But did he work on the ark full-time or part-time? How in the world did Noah ever supply for his family? How did Noah ever do that? You know, I really don't know. But I tell you something else I don't know. I don't know what Ezekiel did for a living either. I don't know what many of the prophets did either. But I know that while they lived, they were supposed to do what God wanted them to do, and God ably supplied for them. I know that Elijah was fed by the ravens for a while. I know that he was. I know that Elijah was also fed by the widow woman. I know that. The Bible tells us that. Consider all of these things and how good it is just to let God do for us what He wants to do. Consider the man Lot. Lot, who moved toward the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. But Lot led his family into complete and total destruction. In Genesis 13, verse number 10, the Bible said that Lot lifted up his eyes and looked at the well-watered plains of Sodom and Gomorrah, that is, before it was destroyed. The Bible said that he went into those cities. The Bible said that Lot chose for himself those well-watered plains. That was a good place to have a crop. That was a good place for animals. It was a good place that he might grow prosperous. But listen, Lot lost it all. Why? Because he didn't do what God wanted him to do. The Bible said, however, in the book of Genesis 13, verse number 14, that Abraham took whatever was left over. He gave Lot the best of the land. And Lot took it, and Abraham took what was left. But God made Abraham very, very wealthy. You see, Abraham was not trusting his riches. Rather, Abraham, the servant of God, was trusting the power of the living God. That promise that God gave to Abraham is absolutely true for us today. If we would just obey the principles that God has established for us and serve Him, He will take care of us. Why? In Matthew 6 and verse 32, the Bible said, "For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all of these things." God knows that we need things upon this earth. God knows we need food. God knows we need shelter from the blowing snow. God knows that we need shelter from the driving rain. God knows we need that. God knows what we need. And God is well able to supply for us if we will just put His name first. The Bible says in verse number 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you." We either believe God or we don't. I mean, that is the truth. We either believe God or we don't. Who do you believe? Do you believe God or someone else? The Bible states in the book of Luke 16, verse 1 through 13, it gives us a story here of the unjust steward. The fact is, it is impossible to learn spiritual truths until you learn that God will take care of all of your material possessions and necessities. Let me say that again. It is impossible to learn spiritual truths until you learn that God will take care of all of your material possessions and necessities. God knows about those. That's what the Bible says in the book of Matthew 6 and verse 33. For us to be faithful in the very least, that is, material possessions, we must take care of spiritual possessions first. We must be found very faithful in taking care of all of the spiritual things that God wants us to take care of. I know that the world looks at it opposite from that. I know that the world believes that the best way to take care of all material things is to get in there and just take care of them first. But that's not the best way to do it. The best way to take care of your life, the best way to do the things that God wants you to do, is to rely upon Him. We are His servants. He watches over us. He knows what we need. God is well able to take care of us. In Matthew 6 and verse 33, let me read this verse to you once again. The Bible says very plainly and very clearly, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Who is Jesus Christ talking to? The Bible states that He's talking to His disciples. The Bible says He's talking to anybody that will listen to what He's got to say. Christ wants us to be so comfortable, so confident in Him, that we will never be concerned with material possessions. God wants us to be able to receive material possessions. That's true. But God wants us also to be willing to give them up, if that's what He wants us to do. The key is in these two requirements of Matthew 6 and verse 33. Number one is that we must seek the kingdom of God. And number two, we must seek His righteousness. As long as we look around at what we have, we will never see the kingdom of God nor His righteousness. Think of that. As long as you look around you and you see the material world in which we live, we will never see the kingdom of God nor His righteousness. What God wants us to do is to be submissive to whatever He wants us to be submissive to. You see, the Bible states in the book of Matthew 6, 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." God here makes a promise to us that He will take care of all of our material needs. This is God's precious promise to us. It is a precious promise indeed, because all of us need material things. All of us need food. All of us need clothing. All of us need shelter. But listen, the way to get it is to submit yourself to doing whatever God wants you to do, and God will always supply for you. Every man has a treasure. Every man has a treasure either in this world or in the world to come. Where is your treasure? Will you leave your treasure behind, or are you going to your treasure? This is the very important question that we ask. Is your treasure upon this earth? Is it in the form of houses, land, gold, silver, Is it your family? Or is your treasure laid up for you in heaven? The Bible states in the book of 1 Corinthians 4, verse 17 and verse number 18, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Where's your treasure? What are you looking at? Are you looking at things you can see and thinking that's where your treasure is? Listen, that's not where your treasure is. Your treasure should be in those things that you cannot see, because that's eternal things. God always takes care of His children. God always takes care of His servants. God always does that. In the book of 2 Kings 17, verse number 4, God commanded the ravens to feed Elijah, and they did. In 1 Kings 17, verse number 9, God commanded a widow woman to sustain Elijah, and she did. I'm glad that this is exactly the way it is. In the book of Mark 15, God put on the hearts of some women to take care of the physical needs of Jesus Christ. For 3.5 years, Christ took care of obeying His Father and His Father's will. And God so graciously supplied women to take care of Him. The Bible says in verse number 40 of Matthew 15, "There were also women looking on afar off, among whom was Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of James the Less, and of Jose, and of Salmon." Look in verse 41. "Who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered unto him. And many other women which came with him unto Jerusalem." Listen, whenever God lays upon your heart to take care of the spiritual things that God wants you to take care of, God will always supply. God will always do that. God has done that for me, and I am nobody. I know God can do it for you, and I know that God can encourage you to do what He wants you to do. The Bible states in the book of Acts 18, verse 1 through 3, that Paul made tents for a living while he was on his missionary journeys. And while Paul was making tents, he met Priscilla and Aquila, and he ministered to all of them. This is absolutely the truth. God loves us. We are His servants. He has paid the ultimate price for us. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary for sinners. He is able to give to us a little bit of scraps of this world that we can live, that we can have a place to live. God is well able to do all of those things. The Bible states in the book of Proverbs 23, verse 4 and 5, the Bible says, "Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven." Those people that labor to be rich are working for the wrong thing. They are setting their goals upon has wings, which flies away. The Bible states in Proverbs 27, verse 23 and 24, "Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herds, for riches are not forever, and doth the crown endure to every generation." You see, the six thoughts of Matthew 6, verse 25, 27, 28, 31, and 34 means that we should not be anxious or worry about money or income. We should not worry about retirement. We should not worry about paying the bills. We should also pay them. We should also not spend more money than we have. It is not wrong to have a retirement account, a 401k, or great riches, but it is wrong to trust in those riches. God doesn't mind us being rich. Abraham was a very wealthy man, and God didn't mind that, but Abraham did not trust his wealth. He trusted God, who gave him that wealth. Abraham was rich. So was Lot. Lot did not enjoy serving God, but Abraham did enjoy serving God, and Abraham enjoyed the promises that God was so ably willing to give to him. I want to read you a poem about money. Verily I say unto you, money can buy a house, but it cannot buy you a home. And there's a difference between the two. Money can buy you a clock, but money cannot buy you time. Money can buy you a position, but money cannot buy you respect. Money can buy you a bed, but money cannot buy you sleep. Money can buy you a book, but money cannot buy you knowledge. It certainly cannot buy you any wisdom. Money can buy you medicine, but money cannot buy you health. Money can buy you blood, but money cannot buy you life. So you see, money is not everything, and money oftentimes causes pain and suffering. Remember what Matthew 6 and verse 32 and verse 33 so ably states. This is what Jesus Christ says. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all of these things. God knows that we need money. God knows that we need all the things that money can buy for us. But notice this, in verse 33, the Bible states, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you just seek the kingdom of God, if you just seek the righteousness of God, all these things shall be added unto you. But then, when all these things are added, you'll know why they were added unto you. It's not because of your intelligence. It's not because of your wisdom. It's rather because you just sought what God wanted you to seek, and He was the one that added them all.
You know, we serve such an amazing, amazing Lord, and He blesses, in all honesty, He blesses us beyond measure. Despite the things that we're faced with and the troubles that we have, He has blessed us so much more than we deserve. And many times, even in the trials, what looks like a trial is really a blessing. He is helping us, and He's lifting us up, and He's helping us to grow. You know, if we'll just seek Him first, and if we'll lean on Him for everything, He will direct our paths. You know, and we pray that these messages have been a great blessing and an encouragement to you. And if you've missed any of them, or you simply want to go back and take another listen, you can check out our website. From the website, you just need to go to our audio section, where you're going to see a link to all of our prior radio broadcasts. Now, that website address is www.independencebaptist.org. Well, as we come down to the close of our time this morning, we do want to encourage you to come and join us for services. We'll be meeting at 124 South Main Street in Forestville, Missouri, and our services start at 10 a.m. with Sunday school. We'll also have a worship service at 11 a.m. and then another worship service at 4:30 in the afternoon. Now, in the afternoon, if you're willing to come a little bit early, we're also going to be holding a prayer meeting at 3:45. Well, once again, we do want to thank you for listening today, and we look forward to joining you again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.